This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And I am so excited to have my next guest back. I consider her not only to be one of the most amazing success stories in all of journalism, and we could just brag on her in that regard for hours, given the accolades that she deserves and what she's achieved. But I have had a chance to get to know this lady as a friend, and I really count Harris Faulkner as one of the great voices in our field. There are not a lot that I feel fit that mold, and so I really point people to Harris's work on the Fox News Channel. And Harris, you know, we just tend to keep running into each other over the years, and I'm so excited that your new book is doing so well. At the time of this discussion that we're having right now, you are number two in all nonfiction on Amazon, only behind former First Lady Michelle Obama, and congrats on that. And that's in your first week, so who knows where it's going to go once the real word of mouth gets going on this thing. But it's good to have you here. Welcome back.
Thank you so very much. What a warm introduction. And I mean, I don't know if your audience could hear me say stop. I mean, it's humbling to hear you describe me that way. And you know how much I am in love with your family and your faith and just who you are as a leader, Kevin. So it is an honor to be here with you on what I would call a really important time.
No kidding.
An important day. And we have a lot to be thankful for in this country. And I still look and anchor the news. I look at it, I anchor it, and I think we're missing an ingredient here. It should be better than what it is in terms of how we're treating one another and how we're living.
Yeah.
And I know that it can be. And America's teaching me right now how much a certain message was needed. My divine assignment, as I have coined the term, is not to prophesize. I'm a witness. God has called me to be a witness and to tell other people's stories. And in this sense, the divine assignment is tweaked a bit because I'm telling other people's faith testimonies in the book.
Mm-hmm.
19 stories of people who have been to the darkest hours, to the brink, and prayer has been so mighty in their lives.
I haven't even had a chance to formally introduce the book, so let's put the book on the screen. It's called Faith Still Moves Mountains, Miraculous Stories of the Healing Power of Prayer, and Harris Faulkner. Of course, she had a bestseller that she was here with us talking a few years ago that detailed some other aspects. But as you said, Harris, this book isn't at all about you.
No.
Bringing these stories to full life for the reader.
You know, I'm also bringing contemporary things that people are already familiar with. For instance, the 2019 Twister outbreak in Lee County, Alabama. And I think that's why this works for people, because they can put into context what maybe even some of them were there for. Or maybe they knew a neighbor. Maybe they knew somebody in a neighboring state. We've all experienced tragedy among the things that we cannot control. And so if prayer can bring an 80-some-year-old woman through a Twister outbreak when houses on her block are gone to the foundations, including her own, and this 80-some-year-old woman, Ernestine, survives inside of a prayer closet, praying the words, Lord, I praise you. I'm so filled with gratitude for the life that you have given me. And then during the storm, she also prayed, if it is your will to give me more of that life. And then after the storm, when the emergency crews were picking her up because her hip was broken from the storm, she was screaming how thankful she was and the Lord had brought her through, but that she didn't anticipate or expect to have any more. than the relationship she had already had with him. I mean, it's amazing. When people see that was 2019, we're not talking about stuff that happened so long ago that you can't even
right.
relate.
Right.
So I get a lot of young people walking up to me and saying, I'm reading your book because I'm having a hard time right now after all the isolation. I don't connect with people. And I said, well, practice with God.
You know, it's interesting you mention that, Harris, because I was sitting in our Sunday morning service. This was probably 3 weeks ago. And our senior teaching pastor has been going through Acts. And he was at this point where he was talking about how Paul always took the circumstances around him to make relevant the gospel, and so he would use whatever circumstances to translate it into God's agenda for the moment, and he would tell people God's good news. And he said, for the first time in probably 15 years of pastoral ministry, and he was a real cut up when he was in high school and college, and he got in a little bit.
Weren't
of trouble.
We all?
I mean, that was the thing. But and so when he runs into high school friends and he goes, hey, what do you do? He goes, I'm a pastor. You know, they usually like, yeah, not you. That's not what you became. And he said, for the first time in probably the last 10 years, people are seeking him out at the soccer games now, saying, hey, we need more of what you have. Like, circumstances are so bad. What is your secret? Why do you believe that God answers prayer? Why are you in this business? And it's an open door for him to be able to talk about something that in the past, you know, he was always kind of wondering 50-50 if they were going to laugh at him and walk away or stand there and continue to listen. I mean, it's really kind of a unique moment in history that we're in right now.
It's true. And, you know, I launched right into it before you'd even had a chance to introduce the book, because I feel the same way that he does, probably. That the minute anybody wants to talk about something like this and renewing their faith and pressing in, leaning into God so God can lean into you, I launch right in.
Yeah.
I'm a journalist. I am not called to preach. I am called right now to be a witness. And part of what I'm called a witness is other people's testimonies that I'm collecting along the way. So the minute the conversation gets going, I realize I'm going to get another one. I'm going to meet somebody who needs this right now, and we're going to stay connected, and then I'm going to listen to what happens.
Right.
I don't care how long it takes. It's not going to take 6 hours. It's likely not going to take 6 weeks. But I'm collecting stories along the way as well that, to me, are more of a generational movement among people who really don't have what we had growing up, Kevin. And that is the reassurance that when things go wrong, even if you haven't prayed perfectly, because who does? We're human. God is always ready for you, whatever season you're in. Well, they haven't lived long enough to have had many seasons, so they don't know that. I agree. When you ask me about it, I get excited.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, and so let me ask you, how long did it take to put this book together? Because, you know, I've written 3 or 4 books, and I know that in my own writing cycle, it's a good year, year and a half in the entire process. But it seems like some of these stories started longer, much further in the past than that.
It feels that way because I moved contemporary in with historical. For instance, General George S. Patton. I had no idea how much faith meant to him.
Hmm.
And when I started to read about him, I began to pray about it. I met his grandson through friends of friends, Benjamin Patton. And I end up talking with him for the book. And what I realize is there's so much we have in common. And Benjamin and I think, are just a couple of months apart in age. I know. But I will say this, in terms of how long it took me to write the book, I think that chapter was done in a day. Because what happens is, this is actually what I do. I interview people on deadline.
That's it.
I don't, you know, when it was more autobiographical or memoir, 9 Rules of Engagement, you know, The Military Brat's Guide to Life and Success, which was my 2018 release, took me 2 years to write. Because that was based on memories and pictures and getting together with Dad and talking about Vietnam and so on and so forth. These are things that I've covered, and I have extreme just discipline around getting it done. It took me less than 90 days to do this book.
Wow. That's, well,
I know,
congrats on that.
Get up and write it and go to bed writing. And they're news stories for the most part that I just ask different questions. I mean, you've seen me at work. We can talk about politics. We can talk about a lot of things. When you ask someone about their faith, you can't stop them.
Hold that thought right there, Lady Harris Faulkner, the number one New York Times bestseller, and you've got to get the book, friends. It is going to encourage you in a day in which there may not be a lot of encouragement otherwise. So pleased to have my very good friend joining us tonight on the broadcast. Kevin McCullough is my name. We are coming right back, and I hope that you'll stay with us. Later in the hour, we've also got an exclusive. The Little Mermaid herself joins us, Jodie Benson, from the Ariel fame, and also Lindsey Stirling back in the music spotlight with another Sound of the Season. Carol of the Bells coming up a little bit later on. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, and so let me ask you, how long did it take to put this book together? Because, you know, I've written three or four books, and I know that in my own writing cycle, it's a good year, year and a half in the entire process. But it seems like some of these stories started longer, much further in the past than that.
It feels that way because I moved contemporary in with historical. For instance, General George S. Patton. I had no idea how much faith meant to him.
Hmm.
And when I started to read about him, I began to pray about it. I met his grandson through friends of friends, Benjamin Patton. And I end up talking with him for the book. And what I realize is there's so much we have in common. And Benjamin and I think, are just a couple of months apart in age. I know. But I will say this, in terms of how long it took me to write the book, I think that chapter was done in a day. Because what happens is, this is actually what I do. I interview people on deadline.
That's it.
I don't, you know, when it was more autobiographical or memoir, Nine Rules of Engagement, you know, The Military Brat's Guide to Life and Success, which was my 2018 release, took me 2 years to write. Because that was based on memories and pictures and getting together with Dad and talking about Vietnam and so on and so forth. These are things that I've covered, and I have extreme just discipline around getting it done. It took me less than 90 days to do this book.
Wow. That's, well,
I know, because
congrats on that.
Just get up and write it and go to bed writing. And they're news stories for the most part that I just ask different questions. I mean, you've seen me at work. We can talk about politics. We can talk about a lot of things. When you ask someone about their faith, you can't stop them.
Well, you'll just get one of two reactions. It'll shut them down or it'll turn them on. And
yeah,
you know, especially if it's something that means something to them. We're speaking with Harris Faulkner, and her brand new book is titled Faith Still Moves Mountains, Miraculous Stories of the Healing Power of Prayer. Fox Books has been kind enough to be sponsoring my show the last several weeks. But I would have interviewed her about this anyway, because I just believe in Harris's ethos, her ethics, everything about what she does. Let me ask you, you mentioned the fact that you're a witness to these things. It's interesting. I don't know if you're familiar with the crowd-funded drama called The Chosen, but it just released season three, and my kids have been dumbfounded by it. It's so moving. It's kind of like This Is Us on biblical steroids. But the stories...
Sell it.
I'm saying. But the... Call me marketing. We'll get it done. But Harris, the things kind of revealed, I think, in that telling of the story that way, is that it was the story of the stories that came together.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, you say you're a witness to their testimonies, but how has your own faith, if you'll pull the curtain back for me a second here, how has your own faith been energized or changed or deepened because of hearing what these stories include?
You know, you were one of the first people that I heard from after I'd lost my dad on Christmas Day in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I put on a rather brave face. But to transparently talk about this, I was pulling away from my faith. I was so hurt and broken. Not only did I lose my dad on Christmas Day, hours after I'd spoken with him Christmas Eve, but he was the second parent in a very short period of time in my life, and I hadn't fathomed my young children not having grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now that Danica is 13, you know, and Bella is 15. Teenagers, I thought that they would be there the way that they would be, you know, the way that they were for me. And I didn't understand what God really was calling me to do because my career life was getting bigger. But there was a part of me that felt very small and broken.
Yeah.
And I began to remember what my mother taught me because I needed them so much. And I said, well, maybe the answer is if I just think about what Mom and Dad would do right now. And I was embarrassed by the fact, first of all, one of the reasons why I didn't share it with people is because I'm so mightily blessed. How could I ever complain? And something reminded me of my mom saying, give all your worries and sorrows in life to God, and don't forget to pray when things are going well, too. And that is so important, because that speaks to looking at a relationship with the Lord as more than just the entity that you go to when things are bad, which treats him more like Santa Claus or Superman.
Yeah.
And he's nothing like us. He's not. He's always there. And my dad would tell me, do battle with the tough times, not with God. So I knew I had to lean back in. And I keep a pretty good diary of things. And since losing them, one of the things that I got from my dad's belongings, my sister and I, my younger sister and I both agreed kind of on what we would, you know, take for our lives. And she said, do you want the Bible? And I said, I think I do. And I started to flip through it, and they each had written what I just told you down in their own handwriting. My mom's handwriting was in his Bible as well. And in reading that, it made writing this book really easy because I was able to be transparent. I know that the Lord hears our prayers. I know that Jesus Christ is an intercessor for us. I know. You don't have to convince me of anything because I have been in that point in my life where everything around me looks so good. But inside of me, I was broken.
Yeah.
And that was my season to really lean in. And other people may be in different seasons, but wherever you are, just pray every day. Find a place, a time, a moment where you are alone, whether it's 5 minutes or an hour, whatever you have, and your prayers don't have to be perfect, but be specific with the Lord. Give him your broken pieces. Tell him what that's like. But also have the patience to be silent and listen. Those two words have the same letters for a reason.
That's right.
And he will speak to you. And then walk that out in your life when you get what you hear specific to you from the Lord. And it's his timing, what you're working on with him.
Well, there's no doubt that he's big enough to handle our big enough issues.
There you go.
I love the fact that you've gone down this path with this book, Harris. I think it's going to bless a lot of people. It already is coming in at number two in its first week. And I know that doesn't mean anything to you. But I am so, as someone who considers you a friend, I'm just really proud of what God has done in your life and in your heart and in your calling, as you called it at the beginning of this discussion. Friends, go out and get Harris's book. You know what I think? I think this would make a perfect holiday gift for any number of family members. So get it now. And then if you really want to bless someone, just download the podcast of this discussion, and you can get that for free and just give that to them too. But
I love that,
Harris,
talking with you. And I do want to quickly say, it does mean something that people are going out and getting the book, but you know me well enough to know that is more about what they're getting from
it. You want it to change lives. You don't want it to sit on their shelf. You want it to actually do something.
I want them to read it.
Yep. All right. Harris Faulkner, always appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Raphael Warnock, the Democratic incumbent for Georgia's U.S. Senate seat, is making the case on why he should be given a full six-year term. His Republican challenger, Herschel Walker, is making the case on why he should be chosen over Warnock. Both men have days left to make those arguments ahead of Tuesday's runoff election. Another judge in the Hoosier state has blocked Indiana's abortion ban ahead of that state's Supreme Court hearing oral arguments on an injunction that was implemented a week after the ban went into effect back in September. South Carolina will be first in the nation on the Democrats' presidential nominating calendar. Some party leaders have pushed to replace Iowa in the number one spot to reflect the party's diversity overall, but specifically giving a nod to black voters, the party's loyal base. The U.S. men's soccer team heading home from Qatar after losing to the Netherlands in the World Cup. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough from the Wing Feather Saga. Andrew Peterson is, of course, the genius behind it, and one of his very good friends is Keith Getty, who joins me now. And
genius that pales into insignificance when it comes to Andrew Peterson. His ability to tell a story in like four different genres is beyond anything I know. So we are just honored to be here tonight.
I'm guessing you've read the books, Keith.
Yes, he does everything, but it doesn't matter what Andrew does, whether it's songs, musicals, whether it's album collections, whether it's novels, poems. He just has an ability to craft a story that just draws people in, like actually nobody I know in the modern Christian scene.
Well, we know that Keith read the books. But Lady Getty.
I've started with the girls.
And what do they think?
That is. Well, they were, whenever we first started, they were a little bit scared because it's a very dramatic story, but they're perfect age, so we're very excited about tonight.
So my Charlotte and Jonathan, 7 and 10, they're in the right age group.
I think so, and I think this is going to springboard us into this marvelous series of books.
Well, it's great to see you guys outside of New York, and we'll see you in just a few weeks in New York.
We look forward to that.
Back to Stern Auditorium?
Yes, indeed, and I can't believe you made it to Nashville. I didn't know you knew.
Well, when they pay my way, Keith, it's a lot easier.
Okay.
Yeah. Did we forget to do that? Yeah.
Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live at the Wing Feather Saga premiere, and as you know, on Saturday night, New Music Spotlight highlights current top songs in the country, and in 2021, my next guest had not one but two with He Will, and I Don't Want to Miss It, L.A. Holcomb.
Hi.
You're here in Nashville at a movie premiere. It's so fun to see you.
It's so fun to be here. It really is, and it's fun to see you.
Well, you blessed my family a couple of years ago when you came with the Gettys to Carnegie Hall, and I think you guys did Elizabeth. Was that the song? I have a pretty good memory.
I'm impressed.
And your couple of albums since then have been just nothing but hugely impactful in a lot of people's lives, including my own family's life, and they kind of hit during pandemic when a lot of people needed some encouragement. Who encouraged you over the last 3 years?
Oh, I love that question so much. I would say, well, Andrew Peterson. We've been reading these books with my kids, and it has been such a beautiful thing to lean into a story that reminds us we're a part of a bigger story than just our own.
Or is it, in his case, seven different stories at the same
time. Seven different stories at the same time, that's right. And then there's a book called Every Moment Holy by Douglas McKelvey, another Rabbit Room author. Liturgies for Very Ordinary Moments in Your Day. And you do a lot of ordinary moments as a mom. Changing diapers, you're fixing a meal, you're decorating for Christmas, and so your cup of coffee. And so that has been a beautiful way to see that there is beauty and there's sacred and there's holy even in every single moment of our day. So that's been a gift that's poured into me a lot.
What's next creatively for L.A. Holcomb?
I've just released a children's Christmas record and a children's Christmas book called Sounding Joy and Sing Christmas Songs. So that feels pretty special coming with three little kids of my own, getting to invite people to sing for the hope that we have because of Christmas.
You're not going to make it through New York anytime soon, are you?
We are. We're going to be in New York in February. Drew and I are doing the You and Me Tour residency at the City Winery in February.
So how many dates will that include?
Three.
All right. I've got to find out what those dates are, and we'll be there.
Yes.
Well, we'll put you on the radio and do all kinds of fun stuff there. Well, L.A. Holcomb, thank you, and congrats. We didn't really have a way to notify you of being part of the New Music Spotlight and awarding you, but we were grateful to do it and look forward to having you back sometime.
Thank you so much for having me. It's really good to see you.
So without any further ado, here's a sneak peek at Wing Feather Saga.
What are the rules when you're in town?
Meet together, be polite. When send a mask, stay out of sight.
We are truly in debt to our magnanimous host.
Tink, you can't just run off.
Rumor is, Black Carriage took three children last month.
When you ran off, I had to leave Lily alone.
Lily? Lily?
It could be so wonderful.
Where'd she go?
Now!
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby loves by me. No one but me.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
Well, thank you, Lonnie Perkins. And yet to come tonight on Radio Night Live, we've still got Lindsey Stirling in the Holiday Music Spotlight with another just brilliant piece of holiday cheer for your evening. A couple of weeks ago, I had the distinct honor of heading to Nashville, Tennessee on a very cold fall day to sit and chat with the great Jody Benson. You may know her. She wanted to be part of your world. From the Walt Disney mega hit, The Little Mermaid, here's my conversation with Jody Benson.
Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you on the set of Wing Feather, which is the brand new Angel Studios' latest offering. It's going to be an enormous hit. And when I was contacted to come talk to the cast and crew, I had a very busy schedule. I was in Atlanta the night before. I've got an event in New York tomorrow. But my bride said, if you don't do this, I will throttle you. And I said, why? She said, because Jodie Benson's going to be there. So... since I want to be a part of her world, I thought it would be good if we didn't snarf blast this right out of the gate. Jody, it's nice to meet you. Nice to have
you. Too.
And in fact, I do send greetings to my bride who attended Calvary Community Church in Thousand Oaks when you were on the West Coast.
That's right.
I think you were there a couple of times.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. Tell her I said hi.
You want to give a shout out?
Hi, Amy.
There we go.
Hi, Amy.
She loved everything you ever did. And now I'll be in the good for the rest of rest of 22.
I'm good husband
here.
Points.
That's it.
That's great.
Jody, Wing Feather's a little different than anything else that's been done out there.
Yeah,
what brought you to the project?
I was auditioning for a bunch of different things during the shutdown in my little closet with towels
you
all around
bored
me.
You weren't bored trying to find something to do, were you?
And... I really loved this character. Now, I only had a couple pages, just a couple scenes. I was like, wow, I really like this character of this project. And sent it off and didn't hear anything. And I was like, oh, it's okay. And then a few months passed and kind of got the email from the agent going, I think you're in the running for this Wing Feather saga. I'm like, what was that one? So I went back through my phone because I was recording with my little microphone with my iPhone, and I was like, I like that character. I remember that project. So kind of brought that one back and laid down a couple more options. And then when I was cast, I thought, wow, this is really neat. Then I started hearing about it because I hadn't read the books. And to see that it's this amazing team and that it's a faith-based project was really special because I hadn't done one in a long time. And I really love this character.
Andrew Peterson has really stuck out some ground for himself in the Christian composition arena.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know about his literary abilities. What do you think is important about these stories for kids? Why is it good for kids to be exposed to what these stories have to say?
I like the stories because they're very real. They're not kind of fluffy. You know, they're not geared towards more of a I like the stories because they're very real. They're not kind of fluffy. You know, they're not geared towards more of a kind of, yeah, and kind of, I want to use the word cheesy a little bit. But what I love about it is that they're very real and they have some light moments and they have some really dark moments.
Yeah.
They've got some scary moments and some joy-filled moments. It's kind of a slice of real life, I think. And so for a family to be able to enjoy this together, I think it's going to be great. I think for kids, it's going to be something different. And I think different is good.
Well, I've got a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old, and we were just given a little 26-minute, I think it's a really kind of early clip of what the first episode looks like, and they couldn't take their eyes off of it.
Good.
The characters were so pronounced in terms of not just what they look like, which is obvious because it's an animation, but what they had to say and how they interacted in the story and so forth. Storytelling is really important to life, and you've spent your life helping to tell stories.
Right.
Were you ever impacted by a great story in your life?
Oh, yes. I grew up really loving Cinderella. That was my movie. That was my princess.
Charlotte, Ariel likes Cinderella too.
That's right. I do love Cinderella.
That's my 7-year-old.
And what I loved about that is that it's a real story, and I really connected with her trying to kind of think outside of the box, trying to get to a different place than where she was, and could really relate to that character.
Sounds a lot like Ariel.
Yeah.
To a different place.
Yeah, exactly. But I think as a vocalist as well, for song,
for me to be able to sing, that the element of storytelling is so important to me. It's yeah. not about, was the note the right note? Was it clear? Was it, you know, did I hit the right pitch? How long did I hold the note? It's really more about, did I tell a story? And did I make people feel something as I shared a song? So I love that. I love that element of storytelling, and I found that love and that passion within the voiceover world of animation as well.
Yeah.
So it's a different way to express a story than singing a song and tackling a lyric, but it's still storytelling at heart, and I love that.
Art is kind of under siege in a couple of different ways in American culture these days. You've got people that are trying to do very kind of perverse things with it on the far end of one of the end of the spectrum, but you've got Angel that's really trying to invest in good storytelling and good mm-hmm. making good art, and obviously the success with The Chosen has been
right.
off the charts. Wingfeather, they seem to be extremely excited about it. I haven't seen a completed edition of one of the episodes yet.
I'm looking forward to it.
What do you hope it accomplishes?
You know, I know it's going to be a beautiful series, just from the little pieces I've seen of sketch work and just little bits and pieces of it. It's very beautiful. It's a different kind of animation, and I like it. I like it a lot. I just hope that families can gather up and that kids can gather up and enjoy seeing something that lets them have a variety of feelings with it. And I think it's going to be really great to be able to say, you know, I felt some joy, but I also felt sad, and mm-hmm. I felt kind of scared during this moment. I think those emotions are very important for kids to learn how to process.
We lost a very
able to walk through that
big advocate and all that stuff with Fred Rogers when he passed mm-hmm. away. So we need good storytellers to come back and let kids know it's okay yeah. to feel what you feel. It's, mm-hmm. it's what you do with those feelings that matter.
Yeah.
Been such a delight to have Jody Benson with us. Thank you for being here as well.
Thank you.
Jody, appreciate it.
I appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
She first came to the American radar screen, if you will, vis-a-vis Dancing with the Stars. And little did people understand that this dynamo who danced her heart out for people on that competition actually was much better as a violin player. Here tonight in the Holiday Music Stage follow-up, Lindsey Stirling demonstrates both with some key choreography and some great fiddling as well. Please welcome back Lindsey Stirling. Hoping to help you celebrate this holiday season just a little bit more, Lindsey Stirling in the Music Spotlight tonight. Did you know we've got the new Music Spotlight as a playlist, both on Spotify and on Apple Music? Please go and check that out. So you can actually do that through my Instagram page, Kevin McCullough at KMC Radio. And be on the lookout. Some big changes coming to Radio Night Live in the next couple of weeks. I hope to have more info for that on you soon. But thank you for making us a part of your weekend. Thanks so much.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paladi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.